Why do you think Ardarius hasn't had that much success these last couple of weeks returning kicks?
There's a myriad of factors. I think that, he hasn't had many opportunities. I don't think he's got, the best blocking at times. And I think that, there's certainly some things that he can improve on himself. So I think that, there's a big combination of factors, and he's going to do nothing but get better as the time goes on and the more reps he gets.
Still with speed. He's a good player. I said this before, but he's not a 4-4 guy. When he comes out, he doesn't seem to have the typical burst of an elite returner.
I think he's got play speed. I really do. He just hasn't had a chance to break out yet. I think that, his style of running is a more physical style without question. He's not a burner. There's no question about that. Do I think he can get it done? I really do.
What do you like out of Curley?
Curley's done a nice job. He makes pretty solid decisions. He can catch the ball really well. And he's done a nice job protecting, the ball and the possession. And that's half the reason why we got him back there. So, we had some problems early in the year and those things cost you games. And obviously you can't have that.
Would you like to take a couple more chances now that you have a comfort level with him?
I don't know. You'd have to ask the head man that, certainly, you'd like to take some chances, but, it's all about winning ball games and whatever it takes to get it done. I think that's what we're going to try to do.
When it comes to kick returning, how do you determine when you tell a guy just keep it in the end zone compared to when they take it out? Because I know the kick return touchdowns end up on every highlight show around, but at the same time, they take a knee and you guys get the ball at the 25.
Well, like I said, I think I said it in here last week. It's all a feel thing, and the young guys they haven't been back there a bunch, and so they don't understand if it's a 3-8 hang time as opposed to a 4-4 hang time. And the older returners that are back there, they have that feel to understand that's if it's that big hang time, you can't bring those out. They understand that they give signals to disguise the returns to the upfront guys. They it's just an experience thing, and the more reps that you can get them, the more that they'll understand that, and hopefully we can get that done as the season progresses.
Through 7 weeks, I know there's a lot of stuff on special teams that we don't notice, particularly coverage and stuff like that, but through 7 weeks, is there a guy or two that you can pinpoint that you've been really impressed with, a special teams guy, just outside of Chandler and Locke and the return guys, you know what I mean, a coverage guy or two that's really impressed you?
Well, you've got the same group of guys that have really been kind of the cement guys that have held everything together. And Ron Tez, Bruce Carter, Josh Martin, Julian Stanford. Those are the core guys that have really held things together. Without those guys, we'd be in deep trouble. I think they've done a fantastic job of solidifying everything because it's been – a bunch of different people all over the place, especially last year. But those guys have been the constant guys that have been here the whole time, and they've done a nice job of kind of solidifying the unit, so to speak. And, they have been again this year. We've had a bunch of people mixing around again this year. So I think those guys have done a nice job getting everybody to buy in, certainly buying into what I'm teaching, and they've done a really nice job.
With
Locke,
he obviously had a nice game last week. How difficult is it to punt on a field that is torn up the way that field was?
The field was hammered. It really was. And Miami does so much stuff pump pressure wise to put heat on you. And they have two really good returners. The field was in terrible shape, and so they just turned the dogs loose on you. Pressuring you wise, and Locke did a fantastic job of handling the pressure, especially late in the game when we had to have one. He got a big ball off, and when we needed it, he had two that he would probably like back, and that's something that he needs to improve on. He knows that, but overall, I thought he had a pretty damn good game.
What are you seeing? Because you guys and your assistant, you do a lot of data and research and metrics around the league. Mm-hmm. The kick doesn't seem to be a lot of kick returns for touchdowns this year, if I'm not mistaken. What do you think's going on? What are you seeing there?
Well, I think that there's a lot of, you know, a lot of guys are doing a lot of different stuff. Five or six years ago, you know, you would see guys that weren't huddling up and weren't doing all the fancy stuff, and they were lining at 5x5 and keeping the safeties at a certain spot and everything like that. Now everybody's doing all kinds of different stuff, and, you know, everybody's crossing, everybody's getting different formations and everything, everybody's hiding the safeties all over the place, and for everybody to count that on kickoff return, it's hard as hell for everybody to count that, and because it's so fast, and you have to sprint back, cover the kick, make sure it's kicked, cover the kick, and then you have to count it on the run and with guys that are dropping out, and if guys do a good job of disguising it, it's really hard to do. I think that, having the ball at the 25, getting it out at the 25, a lot more people are staying in. The returners are getting better, but I think it's a comfort level thing that, certainly that if you do get the ball at 25, then they're telling people to stay in. But again, if the opposing kickoff teams are doing all that stuff, then you'll tell your returners to stay in a lot more, that's for sure, as opposed to 5 years ago where they didn't do that kind of stuff.
You've been, you're really into checking out the field because it impacts so many aspects of special teams. What was your opinion on what was wrong with that field? Because there were a couple of things thrown out there. There was a game the day before that had been raining a lot, and they also put a new field down. What did you think the problem was?
Like I said, I think they just replaced that field like 3 or 4 days earlier. And then they played a game the day before. It rained a bunch. I was watching the game in the hotel while I was looking through my stuff, and they were slipping and sliding all over the place. So I don't know exactly what the problem was. I thought our guys, the specialists especially, I thought they handled the elements pretty good down there, and they weren't slipping and sliding all over as much as I thought we would be. You put the different cleats on, you go out and test it and get the right cleats on and stuff like that for them. And I thought they handled it pretty good.
Do you have an opinion on whether a game, this applies to every team, but a game should be played on the same field the day before an NFL game?
I don't know if that's applicable to, what really happens in this league. There's so many. Like Oakland, you're playing on a baseball stadium. Why is that halfway through the year, 10 games into the year, they switch it over to grass? I just don't know if that's something you could ever get done. Ideally, you would like that to happen, but when we used to play in Pittsburgh, hell, there'd be seams that would be this big in the field. So ideally, you'd like to play on a perfect turf every week and stuff like that, but it just doesn't happen that way.
Thank you very much.
All right, guys.